it. You know, it's not nothing to steal here in UPS. What do? They purposely want to destroy it. That's sad, you know.
Neighbors describing it as pandemonium after a house explodes in California.
An explosion, possibly caused by a gas leak, rocked a house and neighborhood Sunday night in Valley Glen, California. NBC4 obtained surveillance video capturing the explosion. A 59-year-old man was critically injured and a second was buried in the rubble. In all, 8 people were rescued from the home 12 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Cuba will not have a leader with the last name Castro for the first time in 6 decades. Raul Castro is expected to step down as the Communist Party's first Secretary General on Friday. The news comes as Cuba deals with its worst economic crisis in decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's a dry night tonight, but unfortunately the rain's coming back tomorrow and looks like we're going to have several days on end with some of the rain locally heavy Tuesday. Clouds increasing tonight with lows in the morning in the 60s. Mostly clouds by late morning into the afternoon. Rounds of showers or a thunderstorm could be heavy tomorrow. 70s. Clouds, scattered activity diminishing Tuesday night. It's likely coming back possibly with a thunderstorm Wednesday to the mid to upper 70s. Mid 70s. Scattered activity under clouds on Thursday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5, Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5, 10 and under, get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Make sure you head on over to the new WGSO.com. You can find out all about the new not-for-profit status that we have here at WGSO. And we're going to be beginning our online auction on April 15th, so just a few days away. And you'll be able to see all the cool stuff that you can bid on. Includes some Drew Brees memorabilia, LSU stuff. There's trips, all kinds of cool stuff. So make sure you go and check it out. So, Mike, how's it going?
I am so tired today. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been this tired. This weekend completely destroyed me. And so it's going to be an interesting show. We're going to see what I say. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have to go to WGSO.com later, probably tomorrow, and listen to the podcast to see what I said.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. It was my wife's birthday this weekend, so Mike and his wife came down from Baton Rouge, and We did it big, so I agree. And I think from sitting outside so much, I think I picked up a cold. So
yeah. Somebody asked me today. I told one of my coworkers that I was going over there. So how was this weekend? And I was like, well, Saturday was kind of a drunken blur, but I feel like I had fun. So
yeah, we even made a trip to the Superdome and showed my mother-in-law the dome, and it was nice that she came into town and got to spend a little bit of time with her, and it was her first time coming to visit us other than when we got married, so that was nice.
And Jesse and I were talking about it yesterday, and it was really nice being able to hang out with her, because first and only time we ever met her was at y'all's wedding, and right. There was so much going on, we didn't really get a chance to hang out with her. I could tell that she was a fun person, but I didn't realize just how cool of a person she was until this weekend. And mm-hmm. So, Jan, if you're listening, we love you. You're great. Please come back more.
Yep, she was. She had a good time, but. So, and maybe you know a little bit more about this than I do. I'm glad thing I'm, after what you just said, that I'm relying on you for the information on this. So, you know, I kind of got the gist of it with the situation with Dante Wright.
Yeah.
I just bits and pieces from the news at the top of the hour, but, you know, I guess he was pulled over for expired license plate tags or something, and the police ended up shooting and killing him.
Yeah, he was pulled over because he had an expired license plate tag, but he had warrants for his arrest. I think he had run from the cops at some point, and then maybe he had a gun that he wasn't supposed to have or something, whatever it was. It was, relatively speaking, compared to other things, it was fairly small, but it's still a warrant. And so when he got pulled over, he decided he wanted to get back in the car and drive off. Well, one of the police officers that was there tried to pull her taser and wound up pulling her gun and shot him. And I didn't have time to listen, to actually watch listen to the video, whatever it is, of her, the police cam, the body cam.
Yeah.
But from what I read, it's basically said that As soon as she did it, she said, holy blank, I shot him. So apparently she did not mean to do it at all, I guess, anyway, from what it sounded like. And which, I mean, I guess I can kind of see, because with the way that police tasers are made, it's not like the little handheld thing that you or I could go and buy at the store. Mm-hmm. It looks and feels like a pistol.
Yeah.
It's got a handle. It's got a trigger. It's got a trigger guard, all of that. And then she had a Glock. Well, a Glock has, they have similar weight, a Glock and the taser that she had both have plastic triggers.
Yeah.
They both have safeties that can be set to be on all the time instead of having to undo it every time that you pull a trigger. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm thinking, and granted, I don't know the whole story. Like I said, I didn't watch the body cam footage. But from what I read yesterday, this morning, I guess it was, more information came out this afternoon. But from what I read this morning, they shot through the window of the car. Well, if you're trying to shoot through the window of a car, you're not going to be reaching for a taser.
Right.
That it doesn't work that way. Whenever the things shoot out, they'll hit the window, and it does absolutely no good.
Right.
And so it's kind of a, and I guess I don't have enough information at the moment to be able to know, but it sounds kind of odd. A small part of me, whenever I was reading that, said, what if she knew what she was doing And she knew to say, oh, I'm going to tase you. I'm going to tase you. Taser, taser, taser. Even though she meant to pull out her gun. You know, and I'm not saying that she did it on purpose, but I'm just, you know, it's odd.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do some looking into it also, but regardless, the Twins, the Timberwolves, and the Wild, Minnesota Wild, all of their games are postponed today. So there's a 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in the three counties around Minneapolis due to all of this. So it's unfortunate, but you know. There's got to be some accountability to some of this stuff. So,
while the Derek Chauvin trial is going on,
yeah, that makes it even worse. So let's take a break. We'll come back with more right after this. And the wars go on, the brainwashed
pride, the love of God, and a human. Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Mimi Owens.
And I'm Jeff Carrier.
And we're moving on up.
Our show He Said, She Said is now moving to a new time, Mondays at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO.
Check out the He Said, She Said Facebook page where you can watch us live.
Also on the TuneIn Radio app on 990 AM and, of course, WGSO.com.
We're excited to be on Drive Time where we'll continue to discuss our local and national issues.
So join us for lively banter, interesting topics, great guests, and your phone calls.
That's He Said, She Said, Mondays at 5 p.m.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And the big news from the Saints today was that Sean Payton, there's going to be a movie based on Coach Payton. And the best part about it is that who will be portraying him will be King of Queens, Kevin James. How would you like, you know, everybody, of course, would want to have a movie made about your life.
Well, of course.
But if you, you know, and there's always that question, and it's usually like an icebreaker question is, you know, if somebody was to play you in a movie, who would you pick? You know, everybody's going to go, oh, well, like Brad Pitt or somebody like that.
Yeah.
How would you like to find out that Kevin James is the guy that they gets picked to play you? Paul Blart himself.
Every single picture that I've seen of Kevin James while looking this up, he has a mustache, and it just, like, it's like a, like, I don't know how many people have seen, what's the name of the TV show on Netflix where they were in prison. It was the, Piper, what's her name?
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy on there in the first couple of seasons that he's got a huge mustache, and his nickname is what all the women call him is Pornstache.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Kevin James kind of looks like that guy in just a little bit of a way with that mustache. And that's the picture that every single website is showing of him.
That's hilarious. yeah, well, you know, it's cool that there's going to be a movie. And it's based on Coach Payton, you know, whenever he had to sit out the year because of the Bounty Gate scandal. He actually coached his son's sixth grade football team. So that's what they're basing the movie on. Which it should be interesting, but, you know, I just don't see it. I don't understand.
No.
Especially, you know, knowing how Coach Payton is. Like,
yeah.
It's not even like, well, maybe their personalities are similar. No, I don't think so.
No, not at all. Yeah, I was thinking whenever I first saw it, I was like, well, yeah, Coach Payton's really good. He does have good comedic timing. Mm. When he does drop a joke, it's well placed, but he's a lot more intense than at least what the acting that I'm about to say Paul Blart that Kevin James has done. I feel like he may not exactly be the right person for this. Especially even when he loses weight, he's still. I'm not trying to talk bad about Kevin James, mm-hmm. but he has a much bigger head. Than Sean Payton.
Yeah.
I'm not bad about it. I love Kevin James. He's a good actor. He's very funny. Mm. But his head is a lot bigger than Sean Payton's. Yeah. And so I'm not going to be able to watch it and not think about that.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting pick, I'll say that. And the movie's being produced by Happy Madison, which is Adam Sandler's production company. So
I feel like that's why he was picked.
Oh yeah,
because Adam Sandler loves he has certain people that he's in love with and wants them in every movie, and mm-hmm. Kevin James is one of those people. So.
Well, I know that I tried to watch the new show that Kevin James is on that's on Netflix. I forgot what it's like a NASCAR movie.
Of course it is.
Our show, and it's I watched one episode and I'm like, okay. I got it. It's the same old stick. It's
Kevin James again.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, King of Queens was cool and I enjoyed that. Yes. And that was, but it's essentially just an extension of it.
Yeah. Well, I did see something earlier. I don't remember which coach they said, but it was a comment on Facebook on one of those articles. It said, "So when the show starts not doing as good, they're going to replace. They're going to bring in Lee Ramini to play whichever coach it was." And I thought that was hilarious.
Well, yeah, and even that show that he was on a few years ago, like they brought her in as a guest star and. And then ended up killing off his wife after one season so they could put her back on there. And it just wasn't – It's not the same. You know, yeah, they have good chemistry together, but –
Yeah, they do.
It's just
– And it wasn't bad with the original woman. I always think of her as the Australian woman. She sounded like – she had an accent. It sounded to me like it was Australian. I didn't watch very much of the show, but – she wasn't bad, and they had decent chemistry together.
Yeah.
But just, okay, well, let's bring in the one I'm familiar with, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was, it was probably a little, it was kind of poor taste, but, and it was still, it was just the same jokes, you know? Same jokes as what it was in King of Queens, which, you know, he's one of those type of guys that, he's not going to stray from very much from what he knows and what he does. Yeah. You know, unless this is going to be quite a departure from his normal acting, I think you're going to get the same old. It's the same old stuff, just a different. He'll just have a different name.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't Happy Madison Productions, I would say, oh well, maybe he's trying to expand his horizons. You know, like Jim Carrey did. He did all the goofball movies for so long, mm-hmm. and then he went a number of years where he was trying to do more serious roles, like 23 and in Eternal Sunshine of the Happy Mind or whatever the name of that movie was. If it wasn't Happy Madison, I would say, oh, maybe he's trying to do that, and so this could be interesting. But no, it's Adam Sandler, and so, you know, it'll be King of Queens, it'll be Paul Blart, it'll be all that. So
yeah, you know, and that's the part of that I don't really understand, because not to say that Coach Payton's not a fun loving guy, but he's certainly not a goofball. You know, he's not going to fall down and be a clown about things.
Yeah, it's not going to be the slapstick that Kevin James does.
Right. And it's funny, as I'm looking at the article right now, and the Saints posted on Twitter today a picture of Coach Payton's head on Doug Heffernan's body, and it says the king of beating Atlanta.
Yes. Please send me that picture. I want to save it.
And then
turn it out on the wall.
And then apparently the Falcons, they posted then Paul Blart Mall Cop with Coach Payton's head on Paul Blart's body.
And I did see somebody who said something about Paul Blart, Saints coach. So
just a very strange. I wonder if it's going to be shot here.
It would kind of have to be. I mean, I don't know how you could not do that.
Well, apparently the high school the school that Coach Payton was coaching at was at Liberty Christian in Argyle, Texas, and that's actually where Jason Witten is now the head coach.
Huh. All right. Well, that's an interesting little tidbit of information. All right.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I didn't realize that. Well, I guess, yeah. I guess that he used to live in Texas when he was coach for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, that's the reason that there's been rumors for 10 years that he was going to leave to become the head coach of the Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
The movie doesn't have a release date yet, but the filming is expected to start sometime this year. So, I can't wait to see this.
It's definitely going to be interesting. Regardless of how it turns out, it'll be very interesting.
Well, it kind of sounded like, you know, it sounded, whenever you hear this kind of stuff, it's like almost like a stoner story. Like there was a bunch of stoners sitting around a room and like, we should totally make a movie about Coach Payton. And then you know who we should get to play him?
Seth Rogen and James Franco were sitting around one day.
We should totally get Paul Blart to play Coach Payton. Like that's what it kind of comes off as.
I feel like one day it'll come out that was the case, and Kevin James or Adam Sandler was like, "Oh, that's amazing! Yes, right? Let's do that."
Well, either way, we'll be excited to see what comes of this, and hopefully it'll be out soon. So, all right, let's take a break, and we'll get some news, and we'll come back and talk some more football and talk some Major League Baseball also. What's the point of this? Oh, hey,
what's your favorite song? Maybe we could hum along. WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page.
Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Taylor Sharp. Among some 900 bills and resolutions filed for the legislative session that begins today, there are several measures dealing with the legalization of sports betting. Metairie Senator Cameron Henry says a big question is whether lawmakers will agree to allow residents in approved parishes to place bets on their phone.
100% mobile, meaning you can do it from your kitchen table. Or is it going to be in a more affiliated approach, meaning you have to be in a bar or a restaurant to be able to bet online?
Sports betting was approved last fall in 55 parishes. Louisiana could be in line for billions of dollars in federal infrastructure aid under President Biden's over $2 trillion American Jobs Plan. The bill also contains hundreds of billions in funding for expanded child care, elderly caregiving, and housing. State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson says those investments are needed to power a modern economy.
Infrastructure can be hard infrastructure or soft infrastructure. These are all things that are necessary to keep the economy moving.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit AtmosEnergy.com/811.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. and we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. It's new music from Rise Against. How about that, Mike?
Yeah, I like it. I was wondering, I never heard that before.
Yeah, the new album comes out June 6th, I think. June 6th or June 4th, one of those. Mm-hmm. So I'm all excited about that. There's all kinds of new music. New Foo Fighters this year, new Rise Against, new AFI. And now we can, hopefully we can get some concerts in at the end of the year, hopefully.
Yes, please.
So what'd you think about Moss and Joe Burrow reuniting?
That I was very happy to see that. I just saw that probably an hour and a half ago, something like that. Thaddeus Moss, he's had his bout with injuries here lately, but he was one of Joe Burrow's number one targets when they were at LSU, and especially towards the end of the season. And between that and the fact that all of the NFL draft prognosticators are projecting the Bengals to pick Ja'Marr Chase, it's going to be a huge reunion, apparently. So I'm excited to see it. I don't have any loyalties to the Bengals other than Joe Burrow being there, but it'd be fun to watch that again.
Yeah, I think so too. And hopefully he is bouncing back from the injury that the knee injury that he had last year, so he'll be ready to go at the beginning of the season. You know, and I was a little surprised too that I knew that Moss was drafted by Washington, but I wasn't even 100% sure that he was still with him because he never saw the field.
No. When he had some kind of injury that they found during the first practice of the year or something like that. He had some kind of injury with his foot or something. And then whenever he got his knee injury, they're like, oh, nope, you got to sit out. And so he just said, and to be honest, I was a little surprised as well because I knew at the time there were rumors that they were going to let him go. Mm-hmm. But I never saw anything else about it, and so it is what it is as far as I was concerned. And apparently he was still there. So
yeah, he was waived on April 9th. So yeah, it'll be cool and be good for it'd be a good target hopefully for Joe, and because he needs to have those release valves because that offensive line is garbage. So and
that's actually what I was going to say. I was just thinking that a minute ago. The fact that they picked up another a tight end or another target for Joe Burrow means that's one less person they got to get in the draft that is not on the O-line.
Yeah, for sure. So some other big news out of the NFL was that Julian Edelman announced his retirement today.
I didn't see that. All right.
Excuse me. Well, he was set to be released by New England. So instead of dabbling in the free agent market, he just decided to give it up. Ooh. Which I was a little surprised with that because he was still fairly serviceable. He wasn't exactly what he was a few years ago, but he's certainly got good hands and a reliable target.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be the next Randy Moss, but I mean, he can catch the ball.
Right.
He's definitely worthy of still being in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that too. But I guess I guess he just didn't feel like moving on from it. You know, if he couldn't be a Patriot, then he didn't want to be anything. So. Some other news out of the NFL today, the Panthers signed cornerback AJ Bouye, which, what a name, right? AJ Bouye.
Yeah, really.
he signed with the Panthers on a 2-year, $7 million deal. And the Bucks got themselves another running back. They signed longtime Bengals running back Giovanni Bernard to a one-year deal. And the Washington football team waived wide receiver Emmanuel Hall and running backs Javon Leak and Michael Warren. And then the other news is that apparently the Texans are starting to separate themselves from Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Yeah. You kind of have to until there's something one way or the other. If he's cleared of everything, it's a little different. But I'm trying to see where that article, where I saw that at. There was like a Texans 360 movie or something that he was on, and they and that he was taken off of it. So, the other big news out of the NFL is former Chiefs assistant Britt Reid, Andy Reid's son. He was charged with felony DWI.
I saw that.
He was involved in a car crash earlier this year that left a five-year-old girl critically injured. So Jackson County, Missouri, prosecutor's office filed the Class D felony charge on Monday, stating that Reid operated a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and acted with criminal negligence by driving at an excessive rate of speed. And if he is convicted, he'll face a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that I think this all happened like the week of the Super Bowl.
It was around there. I remember that it happened. I didn't know that he had been charged, but yeah, it was close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the crash occurred on February 4th. So yeah, it was that week. He surrendered to Kansas City police Monday afternoon and was released after posting $100,000 bond. As part of his bond release, Reid was ordered to not consume alcohol or visit any establishment where alcohol is the primary item sold. He also must report to a dependency services clinic for pretrial supervision and is subject to random drug testing and must use alcohol and GPS monitoring devices. The crash occurred on February 4th when police say Reid's truck slammed into two vehicles on the side of a highway entrance ramp near Kansas City's NFL training complex next to Arrowhead Stadium, injuring five-year-old Ariel Young and another child inside one of the cars. Analysis of the crash indicated that Reid, who's 36 years old, was driving 83.9 miles per hour just 2 seconds before his Dodge Ram collided with parked vehicles on the ramp, which was a Chevy Impala and a Chevy Traverse. According to a probable cause statement form filed Monday by Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, one of the vehicles had stalled because its battery was dead, and the second was owned by a cousin who had arrived to help, according to the charging documents. But a test of Reid's blood serum after the crash showed his blood alcohol concentration to be at 0.113 above the legal limit of 0.08. According to the probable cause statement, police had previously said Reid admitted to investigators to having two or three drinks along with prescribed Adderall before the crash. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's the deal.
Not good at all.
and he was... He had been the Chiefs' outside linebackers coach at the time of the crash, but he was initially placed on administrative leave after the crash, but is no longer employed by the team after his contract was not renewed in the days after the crash, and he didn't go to the Super Bowl with the team either. The Chiefs said in a statement on Monday that the organization remains steadfast in our concern for all who have been impacted by this tragic accident. Their prayers are focused on Ariel's continued healing and recovery, and the Chiefs are regularly in contact with the family, their designated representative, during this challenging time. So there you go. That's all according to the Associated Press. But, not a good deal. And hopefully the girl can make a recovery. And I know there for a while they thought that she wasn't going to make it, so... Seems like the little girl's fighting, so that's good.
Yeah, and the moral of the story is drink at home.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink, drink at home. Take the streetcar, take an Uber, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive. It's completely stupid.
Yeah.
I was not very intelligent whenever I was younger. Luckily, never got a DUI, never hit anybody or anything, but don't do what I did. Mm-hmm. I learned my lesson. Luckily, don't do what I did. Don't do what he did.
Nope.
Just...
It's way easier to take an Uber, take a Lyft, take a cab. Especially in this city, there's really no reason to ever drink and drive. There's so many options for public transportation. There's really no reason for it. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some baseball. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLG HL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Did you happen to see that the softball pitcher throw who threw a perfect game? Did you read about that, Mike?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Her name is Hope Troutwine. She pitched the most perfect game ever. She, I mean, perfect games are you know, are few and far between to begin
extremely
with.
Extremely rare, yeah.
And that, of course, is when a team allows zero hits and zero walks to a point, and also doesn't make any errors. But here's the caveat to, she played for North Texas, and but what makes it even more special is she struck every single person out.
Whoa.
Right?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Seven innings pitched, zero hits, zero walks, and 21 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Man, she'll be bragging their grandkids about that one.
No kidding. She also had 0-3 ball counts in the 3-0 win over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Wow. So she didn't even work count very high either.
Yeah, really.
That's incredible. Man.
Yes, it is. I'd be bragging to my grandkids just having been in the stands watching that.
No kidding. She could have just told the fielders, just go have a seat. I don't need you today.
y'all just rest. It's cool. Y'all rest up for next game.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. I have to give her that one. Let's see. I'll talk a little bit about some of the surprise players of the season so far. And this is according to Major League MLB.com. In the East, you have Julian Merriweather, right-handed pitcher. He's thrown 13 innings, and now he's, well, up until coming into the year, he'd only thrown 13 innings for the Blue Jays last year, but he's actually struck out half the batters he's faced this year and has become the closer for the Blue Jays. Some of the other, let's see, Gary Sanchez with the Yankees. He's leading all the Yankees hitters in slugging. Let's talk about your Astros. Christian Javier, right-handed pitcher. He's got 2.08 ERA with 11 strikeouts over 8 2/3 innings. See, I feel like you need to look at this so you can give your fantasy baseball team a little boost.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm number 7 out of 8, and I'm not very far from being number 8. So yeah, I agree. I may have to do that once the show's over.
Yeah, and let's see, Cardinals, their surprise player of this is a bit ridiculous, Yadier Molina.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Of course it is.
Yeah,
the greatest catcher of all time, and catchers have been known for years as being great batters, and so yeah, that's a huge surprise.
Yeah, that's and truthfully the person that I would say is probably the biggest surprise so far is rookie Akil Badu, who plays for the Tigers. He's one of the few people that actually in his first at bat hit a home run. But he's been and then he had a grand slam the following day, and a walk off hit the day after that. So he's played really well. But you know, we'll see how. There's still a lot of time left in the season, obviously. But you know, that's probably the biggest standout to me so far, because it seems like he's always doing something. Doing something special. And as of right now, let's take a look at the standings. So in the East, the AL East, Boston's leading the way, which is kind of surprising.
Especially after last year.
And even more surprising is that Baltimore is number 2 in the AL East. And then it's Yankees, Tampa Bay, and Toronto. In the Central, the Cleveland Indians, they're leading the Central, and that's kind of surprising too, because everybody was picking them as having a down year with trading Francisco Lindor to the Mets. Then you have Kansas City in second, Minnesota in third, and then the White Sox in Detroit. No surprise that they're in the basement, because they're in a complete rebuild mode.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros are leading the way in the West, though, tied with the Angels, and hopefully nobody's going to throw any more trash cans over at the.
I'm sure they will. I expect to see that for 162 games this year.
Yeah, we were talking about the other night, and with that happening, Dusty Baker, his defense of that whole of the team is a bit ridiculous because he was
the most tone deaf person of all time.
Yeah, he was defending his players, and that's understandable, sure, but the fact that he was chastising those fans, and I guess it was Anaheim, saying that they're being hypocritical essentially because nobody's perfect. Let's calm down a little bit. That's kind of an overreach of a statement.
Really? and compare that to AJ Hinch, the fired manager of the Astros, who's now the manager of Detroit, who the Astros are playing in just a little while. He has said so many times, I am very sorry. I wish I had known earlier. I wish I had done more when I did know. Mm-hmm. He said all that kind of stuff so many times that the article that I was reading was somebody saying, hey, don't talk bad about AJ Hinch. He's the only one who has shown that he's truly sorry about it.
Yeah. Well, and it's such a bad deal on so many levels, and the thing that I think of is, and it's not exactly the same thing, but you think about the Nola no call, and as good as the team was, there's no guarantees the next year that you're going to make it back. Yep. There's no guarantees for some of these guys that they're ever going to make it to the World Series. And then it's unfortunate that the Astros cheated, it is what it is. And it sucks for some of those other guys. That's the only thing I really think about it. And the loss of money too that some of these guys would have got for bonuses in the postseason. But it is what it is, and it took a year because no fans last year, but they got to kind of take it. They earned it, so.
And what the one thing that did annoy me when the Astros played the Angels, hey, y'all say whatever y'all want, do whatever you want, the fans, do whatever you want. But it was hilarious that the A's were the ones that were throwing such a big fit about it because of Jose Canseco and all of the steroids and stuff. Yeah. Like, really? Really, y'all, of all people?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then just real quick, the rundown, NL East, Philadelphia is in first place there with Atlanta trailing behind them. The Central, Cincinnati, who they want to be known as the most cocky team in all of baseball. I think they need to calm down, too. It's a long season. And then Cardinals and Brewers are tied for second. And then in the West, of course, the Dodgers lead the way with San Diego right behind them. So. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow night. We're going to have some guys from Wildcat Wrestling that are going to be on with us. So stick around for that. Cynthia Clark will be up next. So until then, let's just play Gloria.
More of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839. 839-